that's when the behema ate Perius of the Yerokes. That were Bishus Rabbim, Mubir Mistayacher, the Terah Patered, the Bala Behema, Tzanachiyav of Mazik. Nevertheless, even though there's no Mazik, so the Behema was Nana. And the Mishnah says that the Behema has to pay Mashanenes, the Bala Behema has to pay Mashanenes. Exactly how are we defining Mashanenes, the Machlaikis. Tanoiva Meiroim, where the Mashanenes is Mishtar Shalei, where the Mashanenes is the amount that the Baal HaBehema saved by not having to feed the animal, whether that's a benefit, or whether it was the Hanoah, the pleasure that the Behema received. Obviously, one cannot measure the pleasure of the behema, but it means that the food that the behema actually did consume, nevertheless, it would be the Baal's providing this food in the most economic fashion. So it's the most economic way of providing this particular enjoyment, this particular hanoah, or is it the money that was saved by the Baal Ashor, Nafkamina, for how much you would pay? And Nafkamina, if the animal would partake of something which does not give it any pleasure at all, but still helps the animal make it through the day. So the owner is free from providing lunch. Gemara says, Omar, on the heels of this sugya, Omale Rav Chizda le Rami Bar Chama le Hovis Gavon Beurta Betuchuma. So Rashi says that Betuchuma two pshatim. Here the Betuchuma means you weren't in our neighborhood last night. Betuchuma means Tchum Shabbos. You weren't around. So he's saying if you weren't in the Beis HaMedrash, you weren't in our neighborhood. Right, he was censuring him. You weren't part of the chabura. You weren't anywhere to be found. Or he was saying it in a nice way. La yisa korev etzleinu shetu chalovay. I mean, it must be that you weren't nearby, because if you're nearby, you would have been in the base of medrash. So two ways of learning: yesh dorishim l'shvach, v'yesh dorishim l'gnai. So that's what Rav Chizda said to Rami Bar Chama. Lehelviz gabman beurte betchuma di boyelon milim al yosa. Because we raised a very fascinating question. Omar, so Rami Bar Chama did the right thing, and instead of just nodding and accepting and agreeing, and said the chaval azman, no. So I'll catch the next sugya. So I'll miss one sugya. So Rami Chama says, "No, my milim al yosa." What is this fascinating insight? Omale hador bechotzer chaveri shaloi midaita. Sarech la lois lois charoi ein sarech. He raised the question of a person who stays in somebody else's place shaloi midaita, without the consent, without the rishus. So is he mechuyev to pay? So there would be those who would at this point speculate what would the basis for the chiyev to be. Is it hanoah? Is it an implicit contract? But that's not our derech. See how the Gemara and the Rishonim analyze the question. Hador bechotzer chaveiro shaloi midait itzarch la'lois l'schar ein tzarch heichidami. Because if we just speculate, then we'll end up only with speculation. Heichidami. So the Gemara says it would depend on the nuances of the case. Ilema bechotzer delay kaimela agra vigava delay ovid le megar. If it's referring to a case where this person does not rent out his space, vigavad le ovid le megar, and this individual has no need to rent, right? He never, his house is not listed in what's it called, Airbnb. His house is not listed in the back of the Hamodia vacation rentals. It's not up in the country. Whatever it is, either he doesn't rent out his place, or it's his own private place. Also megar. And I live in the neighborhood, so I have no reason to stay in this person's place. I get no benefit from it. So I have no benefit, he has no loss. So the Gemara says, and there's no basis for any obligation. Gemara is saying that even though there was a service rendered, right? There was a service rendered. I did stay in his place. And for some, and assuming that I cleaned up after myself, there was no, I didn't impose any loss on that person. But there was a service rendered. In another situation, another person, so there would be fees. So Gemara says, but there's no basis for any kind of payment. If he takes me to court, and he says, given that services were rendered, so I would say, no, what are you suing for? What's the dollar amount you're suing for? Then you couldn't put a dollar amount onto it. So the fact that I had his shtamshus, that in and of itself is not a mechayev. Mara says, if I could sue for something, I could sue for mishtarshi, for the money that you saved, or I could sue for the hanah which I provided you, so then, or some loss that I incurred. Then there's a court case. But ze loy nene v'ze loy choser, the Gemara is pointing out to us that the rendering of a service in and of itself is not a machayiv of money. Rendering of a service when there's no contractual basis and there's no hanoah and there's no loss, so that's not the basis for charging or for receiving. Gemara says, Ela b'chotze de kaim l'agra, v'gavra do ovin l'megar. Gemara says another situation that's patently obvious is where it's a hotel and I need a place to stay. And I'm driving by and the lights in the office are off and they find the door open, so I make myself comfortable in one of the rooms. So I'm Nana because I needed a place to stay and I was going to rent from somebody tonight. And Osila Megar, and that person normally rents out. So the Gemara says that then it's patently obvious that I have to pay. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly why I have to pay. What's the basis for the chiyuv? But whichever way you're going to look at it, there's going to be a basis for chiyuv. Right? We look at it as an implicit contract, because that's the way business is done with this with hotels. So by moving in, I've signed up. Whether you say that I got Mishale Masha Nenes, Mishnah says, the behemoth is Mishale Masha Nenes. So I was Nene. Whether the Chiyav is because the owner claims that he can no longer rent this place out because you were there, whatever, however you slice it, there will be a Chiyav. How much, the Gemara doesn't say. Gemara says, but what about the din? Tzricha b'chotzed leikayim l'agram v'gavra do'ovid l'meigar. Right, my, what's the din then? Zen nenem v'zeh leichoser. Motzi Amrelei Echot Deloi Kaimel Agra. Person needs a place to stay. And normally he stays in a hotel, normally organizes a place to stay, but he moved into my living room. Came in, I was schmoozing, and by the time I turned around and took care of a couple of things, he was sleeping on my couch. Right? So now I take him to Vase in the morning. Because he saved, I didn't lose any money, right? I don't rent out my living room, and there's no opportunity cost. But this, why shouldn't I cash in? And the guy had to pay somebody something for that night. So why shouldn't I cash in? My motzi omar lei my chasaticha. So now we go to Beis Din. So his taina is there is no basis for tashlumin because you didn't lose anything. All right? In other words, whenever you rent a room in a hotel, he's claiming the only reason I pay the Marriott is because somebody else would pay for it. Right? So I have to pay for it. Or perhaps I can be successful in saying, no, that when you go to the front desk of the Marriott, it's Hannes. You don't come to the Marriott and say, by the way, how many rooms are there over here? How was your occupancy tonight? All right? They don't start negotiating and saying, look, you have 50 empty rooms, you're not filling those rooms. Right? In the morning, if I'm going to take a room, and tomorrow morning you'll tell me. If the other 49 went, I'm good. I'll pay. Right? But if you have, in the morning, 49 rooms are empty, so why should I pay you? I didn't lose anything. Say, chambermaids, a few 10 more minutes, I'll take you to the chambermaids. Right? So he'll say, but I was mahana you. You had to pay somebody. So you got to pay me. So Gemara says, Masnis and he. Amale. So Rami Barachama said to Rav Chisda, that's the Chakira. What's the basis for paying? I have to be magdir what we're talking about. But there's a certain kind of agreement, a certain kind of arrangement, and the Gemara says that kind of arrangement we'll have to figure out exactly be magdir it. But let's look at the rental of space. So a certain kind of arrangement, people pay. Now we have to figure out, what's the basis for that hischayivus? Is the basis for that hischayivus? No. Is the basis for that hischayivus the hano, the benefit? Or is the basis for that hischayivus the opportunity cost? Right? Gemara says, Omalei, Sirami Barachama said to his father-in-law, said to Rav Chisda, Masnisani, it's a Mishnah, as I pointed out yesterday. This is part of a much broader conversation between Rav Chisda and Rav Rachama. Rav Rachama was known for his Svara. So Omalei, so in this case, Rav Rachama says, if Chisda was saying to Rachama, that you might think that with your ability to think things out, you don't need a base of Medrash. So Rachama shot back by saying, but in this case, in Ferish Mishnah, Ataka didn't need the base of Medrash. You needed me last night. I didn't need you. I wouldn't have had the suffix. I didn't have the Chakira. It was a good night to miss the base of Medrash, because you were clearing around, and it was Beferish Mishnah. Rav Chisda says, "Hai Masnisen." Which Mishnah is it? Omale lechita shamishli shokul sudri korachle. He said they have to be mishamish. You have to. But Chizd has to be makabel. He's a Talmud in this case. Now it's a little bit strange. Again, I think it's part of the broader machlokes between Chizd and Rabbi Rachama. Could also be an important word that Rabbi Berch, that in order for Rabbi Chizd to appreciate Rami Bar Chama, he had to make himself into a Talmud. The Adim Misharis, Rami Bar Chama, is a son in law. It's not a problem of kibbutz machlekes, but the covet of a father in law is a din of kibbutz av, or it's a din of covet zakenim. We pass in this covet zakenim. In other words, there's no special thing as we pass. It's machlokes. But it's not a detail in kibud of aim. It's not an additional halacha. It's an additional halacha. The general halacha being mechabes kenaf kamina would be if your shver is not a zaken. So it's like probably it's a, what's the word? Probably it's the kavod I would normally give to a zaken, so I have to give my shver even though he's not a zaken. It's a different kind of kavod. That's not mechabdo yom elichoy. It's not the same din. It's not kibbutz av. It's special halachas of servicing. Kavod zakenim means standing up. You know, it's a kibbutz av is service. Kavod zakenim is giving distinction to a person. So this is Kovid Chama, assuming that they assuming he was already a son-in-law. Maybe it was before they got married. So it wouldn't sound an issue. I don't think a person could do this with their father. You know, a father can merchel on his Kovid, a father can have a merchel on Bizoin. So it could be that this could only happen because he's a shver and not because he's the father. So the Gemara says, "L'chita shamish li shokol sudri korach lei." So he took a sway. He took his handkerchief. He folded it up, put it back in his pocket. It wasn't the major masharis, and it wasn't. It was all pro forma. Okay. Omalei, Tanais is gone. Now I'll tell you. There's the Mishnah Bava Kam. And then this Mishalem is Mashanen is. No, what's he saying? Hanno is Mechayev. Benefit is Mechayev. End of story. Nothing to do with whether you're were choser or not. Mitam choser, the bala of Paris is it can't be Mechayev. It's Mishalim Mashananis. So you see, Hanno is the Mechayev. Omer Rava, so Rava says, Kama lecholim leimargish. Garva the mori sea the afal gab the lay dummy lemas nisen kilomine. So Rava says he got away with murder, Rabbi. Rava Chama didn't you have to remember Rava and Rava Chama were Talmidim of Rav Chizda. So Rava was in the same shir. The Rava watches all this going on, and the Rava says, "When the Kadosh Baruch Hu is on your side, you can get away with anything." Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu was helping him out. Goes, what's he comparing? And Rav Chizda was Makabel. So we have to figure out what is easier to understand, Rav Chama or Rav Chizda? Go ahead. Rabbi Rav Chama. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. No, go ahead.
How do we understand Rabbi Rav Chama and being Machir Paros?
Yeah.
Is Rav necessarily Machalik on that? Is that a machlok between the two of them? That Rav would say that even if you're Machir Paros versus Rav, that he would maintain the half meter of the Gemara.
We'll have to see whether the Nakudas HaMachloikas is what's the nature of the Hefker Peris that the Mazik is that the Nizik is undergoing. Right? The Gemara goes on to say, Haizen nene vizet choser, Haizen nene vizet loy choser. Rami Barachom mustam peris pashus rab mafkuri mafkulu. Rami Barachom says, stam peris, one was, you're a mafkin. Tosha says, lab davke, that you're a mafkin. So the machlaikas could be, whether, and this Nakuda Tosha is discussing, what is the relation between the Nizik and the Peris? Right? That could be, or, go ahead, Mordechai.
Could it fit potentially with what Rabbi said in the Adab 4 about, he said, if it's not really low, you wouldn't pay it? Because you say the animal is chitin, and you wouldn't pay it. So it's weird, it's not really low for someone that you can live there. Maybe you got enough from it, but he doesn't sell it out ever. So you wouldn't pay anything, as opposed to Rabbi, who says, no matter what, it's literally how you would have, if you lived there, where you, like, no matter what, you still get a little bit of a no, you still have to pay it. So I think that would flow well.
I think that Rava's saying the two are not comparable. I think that Rava's asking a deeper question. All right, but let's hold back on that, okay? Because I don't think you've worked on that. I think most of you worked on the Tosfos and the Chacham Ben Aleph. So let's back up to the Chacham Ben Aleph. All right, so that's the initial part of the sugya, and we already opened up two of the issues. One issue is it a good comparison from our Mishnah to this situation? All right, that we have to. I don't think you've thought about that yet. And Tosfos opens up the question of Koifin al Midas Sedoim, and then the next sugya is a famous sugya of Makif and Nikif. But what you have thought about already is Chofim and Aleph. All right, so let's focus on that for the balance of today's shiur. So Tosfos and the Rishonim raise the question that there's one of the four possibilities is obviously left out. So why was the fourth possibility left out? Right? Gemara says two situations are poshut, one situation is a suffix. The two situations that are poshut are if nobody's getting hanoah and nobody's losing. Poshut is no chiyuv. If everybody's getting hanoah and everybody's losing, poshut is chayiv. All right. The test case is one is chayiv, one is getting hanoah, and one is not losing. Then we have to figure out what is the basis of the chiyuv of a rental situation. All right. And lachayra, the sugya. The sugya, this is one of the questions we have to figure out. This sugya should really belong someplace at the end of Bava Metzia, where the Gemara there talks about rentals. Where the Gemara, right, that's really what this sugya is. What is the basis for the chiyuv in a when you're renting a hotel? What's the basis of the chiyuv of a bed and bath situation, right? So the Gemara says that. So it looks to us as if the Gemara happened to discuss it over here because we're discussing Hana. But the Gemara raises the question whether that in and of itself, it's in the sugi because of the story, right? It's in our sugi because Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chista happened to try to trip up his father-in-law by quoting our Mishnah. And Rava thought that was a bad comparison, right? So that's the way most darshanim work, right? If you have a good story, then you figure out what to do with it, right? So the Gemara says the same thing. Had a good story, you're going to remember the sugya through the story. So now, but l'chayr, it's not really our sugya. So now the Rishonim say, so what about the other case? What about the case? the guy who makes himself comfortable in a room in the Glen Point. Right? What's the halacha of the guy going to a chasana in the Meadowlands? Right? It's getting late. And he sees an empty room. Maybe somebody left early. Maybe a separate shaila. Right? Maybe they accidentally opened up a room for the hotel guests. Maybe it's an out-of-town wedding. So they had a room that was set aside as a convenience room for the guests, but it wasn't meant to be used overnight. And there's one of the guests says, you know what? I'm in the Meadowlands. I don't really have to. I have many places to go. I have a whole chevra over here. It's a wedding in L.A. A lot of friends from L.A. I can easily find a place. Maybe it's a wedding in the Glen Point. I can go back home in the Teaneck, but there's a nice, empty, comfortable room, right? So I don't need a hotel, but it's already 12, 1 o'clock at night. Why not make use of this empty room, right? So the Gemara, and so then in the morning when they bring me to Beis Din, so I am Leinene, right? And they're claiming, but what do you mean? We could have rented out this place. So Tosfos says, "Afilu b'chotzer de kaima la'agra." It's a hotel room. It's Airbnb. It's a room that's listed in my house for rental. V'gavra deloy ovid lemegar. And this guy has no need. He's no benefit. He's not saving any money. If I would have charged him last night, he would have said, "I'm not staying." Havi motzi lemegar de poter. Then you have the aleph in the square where the grosh says, but that's not what the riff or shara poiskim say. Look at the riff and the rush. So Tosfos is saying, what's Tosfos' logic over here? Tosfos saying, if one case is left out, it's left out for what reason? The only reason it can be left out is if it's posh, right? It has to be the l'chayra means it's the one that's also patently obvious, even more obvious than the ones that are there l'chayra, right? So Tosfos says, in the case of delay ovid lemegar, so then. Even though I'm being nene, in the case where I am not being nene, so the only basis for which I could be obligated to pay is no. On what basis could you obligate me to pay if I'm not being there?
Opportunity cost.
You lost it. You lost out. All right. So in halacha, opportunity cost is called groma. I didn't take anything away from you. I prevented you from benefiting. I prevented you from being able to charge. So in halacha, that's we have a word for that. It's called groma. Groma means I didn't do a masa biyadayim. Groma means that I got in the way of you being able to collect. So the halacha of groma is I'm chayev b'dinei shemayim. It's also to do. Gemara says groma also. What I did was also. And b'dinei shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take me to ask for. And before Yom Kippur, I better fix this thing up. Although I should do it sooner than that. There's no reason to wait Yom Kippur. Right. But, and we could discuss what's the din if the hotel holds on to my jacket until I pay? Do they have a right to hold back on my goods? Can they boot my car? Is it mutter for them to boot my car? But, achrei kechleis hakol, Beis Din will not force me to pay. There's no chiyuv b'dinei adam. Right? So the Tosfos says, look, halacha is, it could be even more severe. I could actually go to somebody's house and lock and change the locks on their house. Could that be a hezek? Because I'm changing the locks. I could add a lock to their house. And they can't get in. Groma. Bezen cannot take money because get the money out of me. Because I didn't do a maisa b'yadayim. The bori is zeken na maisa b'yadayim. Right? That's Tosfos. So again, so what's Tosfos pointing out to us? That in the event that I am not nene, so then there's no basis for any chayvus b'chlal. Correct? That's Tosfos. L'chayra, what Tosfos is saying, l'chayra, that Tosfos explains what is when the Gemara says zechoser. What's zechoser? Kolzman shiroyin is a oimid beveisim mevakshim and elaskir. The situation where they see the guy's there, he has his car parked there, and no one else is coming, right? Moshal, let's say I rent a bed and breakfast. I rent a bed and breakfast for Tuesday night. Right? And I'm on my way out and I say, you know what? I'll say Wednesday night. Find out that no one is listed for Wednesday night. So he's not chaser. Right? So I leave my car parked there and my family's around. So he claims he is chaser. Because man shiroin is there, they see me. That's called a grumma. So Tosfos says, in the event that I'm not being nene, what would the basis for his chayivus be? I was not nene, and he was, and the chosr that he had was a chosr of grama. Right? What's the kashish we're asking Tosfos? Go ahead.
Why is
the
second case also?
With what?
Why is the second case also not grama? The
chayivus is grama. So what's the kasha? Well, a sale of a shot, we're saying it's correct. And as text, how does Tosfos read the Gemara? In the next line, the Tosfos says that when the Gemara raises the question of Zenene v'zelei choser, the Gemara says, Omalei mai chasarticha, Vaistachois, if chasarticha, I should be chayiv. Right, the balance of our Gemara seems to say there is a choser, because the Gemara says zen nene vize choser. What's the ze choser? Same Tosfos says, what's the choser? The choser is grama. When the Gemara wants to know zen nene vize le choser, what's his taina? My chasaticha. He doesn't say my avaditicha. He didn't say, I was grum of Yoma. He says, my chasaticha. So, Tosfos, a tzorach iyun. Tosfos says, it's a tzorach adover portion. That if the basis for his chayivus over here is that you're choser, if the basis for his chayivus in your rental situation is is that I'm missing something? So then, how do you read two lines in the Gemara? Again, Tosfos says that you cannot be mischayev based on the loss of revenue, because that loss of revenue was only grama. So how do you read the balance of the Gemara? That's a kasha. All right. Hold on. Let's follow the Vilna Gaon's instructions. What's Simon? Rosh says, Pirish Ri. Tuhua den nami bechotze de kaimala agra vegavra de le ovid le megar de potter. Like our Tosfos. Kevon de loy nene afopisha gorem hefzid le chaveroi. De afilu girish chaver mi beisiv on all those befond of ein ze ele groma ba olma. Veloy mechayev ela kishas hagezela. What's the Rosh saying? Le mechayev ela kishas hagezela. Ain't the grum of a homo, beloy machaye, velikishas exela, behind a macabre soda vevira. In a chaye velamishum, did there shinon, loshain, hejait. Vo every birshalmi, zoise meres, hamevatel, kisish lechaveroi, potter. The Rosh says that hamacabre soda vevira is only chaye because we have a contract. If I accept upon myself to work your field and I end up messing up your field, so then I'm chayiv. So I accept it upon myself to work your field and I leave it empty. So there's no revenue. So I'm chayiv. The Rosh explains that the Rosh explains that I'm chayiv because I didn't keep the contract. I promised a certain revenue, I didn't keep it. But over here, there was no contract. V'ayim Rabbi Yerushalmi, that's Tushin and Lush and Ejit. V'ayim Rabbi Yerushalmi, they say Meris and Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi. Potter. It's a case of Groma. That I don't steal anything from you, but I just make it impossible for you to access something. Your Alpha's cost of Avol Bochotzer the Kaimela Agrit Sarvach La Lois Lois Char the Hachasre Mamoina. And then the Rosh says that the Rif's halacha, the Rif's pshat, fits much better into the language of the Gemara. All right, kvar achachti shal chisorin ein chayev lahavi legrom v'yalma. Even though, from the lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the Rif should be right. Good. So that's the machleks between the Rif and the Taisvus. The Rif and the Russian Taisvus. Alright? What was your question before?
I thought we have a concept that whenever Gemara doesn't mention something, if it's more the one, then that means it's fine not to mention it because it's partial to other ones, but when it's excluding just one, that means it's excluding it for a reason.
I'm not sure. I don't know enough to say whether that's whether it's a klal or not for that. I don't know. In this case, it would seem that the Rishonim hold that the reason that's left out is because we can figure this out based on some other din. So the Tosva says we can figure it out based on the Groma. And whether that is more potion or less potion, I don't know. It seems to me that they're saying it's more potion, but I don't think it's either here. I don't think that that's an issue either way. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say something similar to Avi, that if this case, if you said the double potion is Bologna and that is a chaser, I think it would make a lot more sense if that was the case, and then I think it would be pushed to have the case of Lona and Below Chaser. That if it's all a din on the whether at Hana or not, according to Tosfos, then you should teach that case, Lona and Ebbe is a Chaser.
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking. You're asking a question, the pshat and the halacha.
No, I'm saying why, according to Tosfos, why that would be the Dhamma Pasha, but in the Gemara, they would write the Lord ahead of the Luchasar. Why they would write that case then?
Okay, I'm not. I'm not sure. Are you asking Kash and Tosus? I'm not sure. I'm just not sure what you're asking.
I think it's through
Tosus
Pshat. Why the Gemara would write the case of?
So therefore, what? Chaser. Therefore.
Therefore, if anything, I would say teach the case of Lona and Nevisachaser, which Tosus, which they left out.
So therefore, what? Again, so Tosus. So therefore we have wrong Pshat and Tosus. Therefore,
no.
Tosus is a different. And just what's the therefore? Yeah,
I'm
ever curious
why according to Tosfos, if it's Dvar Pasha that the Chisaron is just going to be Grama, why he said, so we said that it would be Dvar Pasha so they could leave that case out when it's a Chaser.
Right.
So then why according to Tosfos that because we know it's Grama, then why would the Gemara then have a case of Lona and have a Zilul Chaser?
Correct. Good. That's what I pointed out. It doesn't read well in the Gemara. Because then instead of saying only my Chaser Tich, it's just saying I was just a Grama case. Yeah.
Tosa is
saying
that
Chisaron in general is always going to be Pater,
or just this type of Chisaron which is caused by a
Grama,
but like Leitzer,
they're going to be Pater.
Tosa
is saying this kind of Chisaron caused by a Grama.
Right.
The Chisaron of the mission is caused by my animal doing a Maisa, has like I'm chayim for.
Right. So Chisaron by Maisa, you're dying.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Is Zenana Bezelo Chaser, the Chaser part, is that specifically regarding a financial loss? What about Agmas Nefesh, for example? Is that not considered Chaser?
No. I don't think that Halacha would... what you do find in Odom HaMazik, then you have Tsar, Sheves, Ripui, Voishes. But if it's not Odom HaMazik, no. That's an American Chiddush. That you can sue for it. There are times when the Ribbono Shalom did certain kinds of kenosis, right? The kenas of Arba v'Chamisha is the Gemara says that you paid for it with one's bizoyin, right? The Gemara says that being ma'anes a woman, so there is a payment of pingam, and one of the Rishonim talks about a payment for the for some of the emotional suffering. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a knas, but without it being a knas, since these things cannot be evaluated, we wouldn't have there wouldn't be teshulman for it. I don't think we have teshulman for that.
Doesn't Rabbi Bar Chaim establish the Gemara as a case that we're holding in Nenis? So
holding what
in Nenis? That's what he says. That's what we really focus on. So that's what Tosfos. The fact that we say in the Gemara maybe his claim could be on the Chisaron, then Rabbi Bar Chaim says that doesn't matter because we don't focus on the Chisaron, we're more focused on the Nenis. So let's
follow up on that. So now, how do we understand the machlekes between Tosfos and the Rif? Right, what's this? Zero in this Nakuda. The situation where the guy is not Nene. He's not Nene, and the owner of the place says that, but you caused me a hefse. You did. So Tosfos says there's no basis for any Ischaivas there. I wasn't Nene, and the Chisaron that you had, you did have a Chisaron, but I'm the Grama guy over here. And the Grama is not Chai. You did have a Chisaron. I'm the wrong guy to sue over here. There is no guy who can sue over here. Guy drove by, he saw my car in your driveway, he made a bad assumption. His bad assumption was, he can't rent this place tonight. He would have gotten out of the car, would have come in, I would have said, you know what, you want it? It's either yours, I have to pay for it. No. So, who are you going to sue? You're going to sue the guy who drove by and didn't stop? Can't sue him. You're going to sue me? He would have come to me. I would have paid you, I would have let him in the house. Right? So I'm sorry for your loss. Right? Send him a card. I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm just not the right guy. He can't sue me for it. Tosfos. And the Rosh says, the Rif says, of course you're chayiv, And the Rosh says the Rif is, even though it's a din of Grama, but the Lashon of the Gemara supports the Rif. No, Hezra Domer. So how do we understand the kashas are good kashas? How is our Tosu going to read the Gemara? Good, I have to figure that out. But what's the Nekudas HaMachloikas? L'chayra Tosu says a very, very good point. So we're upset about it. Doesn't seem fair. Good. Right? We're upset about it because it doesn't fit in the Gemara. Good. But L'chayra, how does the Rif and even the Rosh, how do they proceed over here? How does a court case go on? No, Yonah.
Just a question. I don't get why does Nana have to be like, if you had another place to stay,
yeah,
then it wouldn't be Nana to stay there. Meaning you're still.
No, good. What's the answer to that question?
It's still convenience, but that doesn't matter.
Well, why doesn't it?
But that?
No, we just said you don't talk about what you're like, the feeling you could have gotten. It's purely monetary.
Okay. No?
But then couldn't that be the machlokes that we had earlier?
Correct. In other words, that's why the sugya fits so beautifully. Because the sugya has just established there are two different kinds of hanah. One kind of hanah when it comes to my behavior. So one kind of hanah is what I have saved. And the other kind of hanah is what I've benefited or enjoyed. And again, the word benefit, I'm not sure which is the best way to use it. But one is the money that I've saved, and the other is the service that I received. All right? So Yonah is asking the following nekuda. He's saying, one second. There is a machlokes tanoim as to what is hanoah mechayeves. Why did our Gemara only focus on one kind of hanoah that's mechayeves? What happened to the other hanoah that's mechayeves? Right? Again, in context. In context, yesterday we said there are two kinds of hanoah mechayeves. The two possibilities. It was the machlokes. Is the hanoah that's mechayev when my animal eats your pay raise in the public area and there's no din of mazik and there's an element of being mafkir and you still take me to court and you still sue me and you get money, you get hanoah. So the Gemara says, what's the hanoah over here? Is it the hanoah of mishtar shalei, the hanoah of the money that I save? Or is it the hanoah of the, if I wanted to provide this particular hanoah to this animal, what's the cheapest way to do it? Good. So Yonah says, why, when we're continuing in the sugya? Why is our sugya only focusing on mishtar shalei? Why is the Gemara saying, if I'm a gavadli omid lemegar, I have a home 5 blocks away, I have places to go. So why is the Gemara only saying, well, then there's no hanoah over here? So the easy answer would be, our sugya goes according to Shema Yoichai. That's an easy answer. And say, enachanami, that according to Tanakama, according to the other Tanor, according to Rava, we would have a different sugya. Right? Why is that not a good response? First of all, because Rava is the one who did recognize the Mei Sa'arim Bezol in the previous sugya, and Rava does not seem to raise that being the issue in our sugya. So it seems reasonable to our sugya to say, Yoni, you got a good point. Why in yesterday's sugya we said there are two different kinds of hanah, and today we said we're only going to go with Rosh B's hanah? Good cash, no? Lo yitzur, this sugya would not be mamish in the case. If Rav and Ravina Rashi would not have put the sugya on Chof and Aleph, then we may have missed this point. But on Chof and Aleph, we just said there are two kinds of hanah. That's a machloikis. Does that machlekes? Why did the Gemara ignore that? Notes that with an answer. What's the answer? Next question. Let's come back to Yonah's question. What is the basis? What are the Tosfos and the Rif arguing about? Who is the position that's easier to defend in court? Not the position that you like that's easier to defend around the Shabbos table. Not that position. Which is the easier position to defend in court? No? Toast to the Rif. Why? Well, he's using criteria that we are more well-defined criteria. Right? He's saying that, why are you coming to me? I'm not your Baldover. I did cause you a loss, but my causing you a loss does not rise to the bar. So Yonah will say, Bad Hana. So apparently my Hana doesn't rise to the bar. So you have a good question. Why doesn't it rise to the bar? Now what is the Rif's apparent response is, but there are other cases in Shas where I am held responsible. And Rush says they were there, that was for other reasons. That was a contractual relationship. Maybe there's no contract. So what's the machlekes between the Rif and the Rush? Rambam says, Ador b'chotzer chaveri shaloi midaitoi. Im oisai chotzer eino asuya l'skor eino tzorech la'alois l'schar. Afal bisha derech ze hador l'skor mokin le'atzmai. Sheze nene mizelei chotzer. Vim achotzer asuya l'skor afal bisha ein derech ze l'skor tzorech la'alois l'schar sheri chotzeroi momi. No, is the Rambam like the Rif or like Tosfos? Like the Rif, right? Do we expect them to like the Rif? Because if Migash was Rabbi the Rambam, he's talking to the Rif. So let's just focus on the last line. Chotzer asuya l'skor, afal pi shein derech ze l'skor. Right? I moved in. I stayed the extra day in the dead end breakfast. I moved into the room in the Glen Point. So ein derech ze l'skor. Nevertheless, tzarech la'alois l'schar shari chosrei momoin. Kasha, what do you mean chosrei momoin? It was groma. So Rav pointed out that the Rambam includes this halacha in Hilchas Gezeila V'Aveda, not Hilchas Chirus. L'chaira, this should be Hilchas Chirus. Halacha is a rental. What's the din if I force a rental on you? Am I chayiv to pay or not? What's the din if I force a rental on you and if I force a rental on and it's a situation where I did not get any benefit, I'm a chosrei momin. So the Rav said, why is that not Hilchas Chirus? Why is it Hilchas Gezeila V'Aveda? Sometimes the Rav would point out that the Rambam would helps us just by the place where it's in the Nusach HaLoshon. He gives us insight into how he's understanding the sugya. Pashut of the sugya is that we're discussing rentals in the Schaivus of rental. To say that would be very, very difficult in terms of why that is being compared in any way to Hilchas Nizkei Momon. Right? So apparently the Rambam understood that over here it's a question of whether I'm stealing something from. Now why is that mechudishtik? Why would Tosfos not say, why would Tosfos not accept that approach? Was that?
He considers that to be
grama. Now, in this particular case, he's a grama, right? But why is, what am I actually stealing from? The opportunity to make money. It doesn't sound like a good case of theft. Right? That's mamash adover shein by mamash. No?
I mean, if you use the room.
Oh, okay.
You used it. It's not in.
Okay.
It might,
so
be, it might be very minuscule, but you made a difference.
Okay.
You used the bed, sheets, even if you washed it.
Okay. The theory you're talking about where I actually impose some kind of cost on you. Right? But even before you get there, I stole a service from you. What's the din of a person stealing a service? Right? What's the halacha? It's going beyond our sugya right now. But every so often it happens where a person wants to provide a service. Mashal, I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a parking lot and everybody pays to park in the parking lot. And it's, you pass by the parking lot and there's nobody parked there at all and there's no security guard over there. So you figure, nope, take my chances. If I get nailed, how much will they charge me? Right? If I park in the Icon parking lot, it costs me a lot more, right? So, take a chance on it. Worst case, they'll make me pay, right? Let's say I end up parking there and getting out and not getting nailed. So what did I take? I took a service that they did not want me to have, right? So what's the halacha of stealing a service? It's called a shtamshus. So we know there's a din of stealing items. There's a din of stealing money. Right? There is no din of stealing land in karka nigzelos. Because you can't steal land. You can just... Land is... So now the question is there a concept of stealing services? Is ishtamshus nitan legezel? How do we determine? So apparently, that's the nekudas hamachlegis between Tosfos and the Rambam. According to Rambam, Sharei chosrei momoin means that if there's a service which is, to use the modern term, can be monetized, you can charge for this service. So if I take that service, I have taken something from you. When the Rambam sees that's part of the din of gezel, and Tosfos says that's not gezel. I didn't take anything from you. Because you could have monetized the service. The most you can say is I was mazik you. But there's no din of groma lagabe hezek. Right? Groma bin azokin is also. So l'chora, the dividing point between the Rambam and Tosfos is, this is the way the Rambam explained it, is where, what is the basis for the obligation to begin with? What's the basis for my obligation of a rental? Is, what am I paying for? So you could say, totally contractual. All right? I'll take care of it later. You have an itemized bill. Selling the sheets, you pay. Chambermaids, you pay. You pay parking, you pay for everything. And then there's the basic rental fee. And what's that for? I'm paid to sleep. But what am I paying for? I'm paying to sleep in this particular place or that place? And this place or that place? What am I paying? What are you giving me? What are you charging me for? So two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, I'm giving you a service. It's called sleeping in this particular bed, in this room, with this decor. It's a service. All right. Another way of looking at it is, I really don't know, but it seems to be a way of society's accepted that it's a way of making money. And if I put a bed in a certain place, in a certain room, I can charge you for it. I don't need to be a philosopher. I need to be a businessman. I go to SciSims. It works. I've been doing this for years. People pay for this. You figure it out. You get an accountant. You end up getting more revenue than you're charging for. I don't need to know the philosophy behind it. I just know it's a business. Right? So Taisa says, so what am I paying for? I'm paying because there's a supply and demand. I'm not paying for anything. So you can't. So the most you can say is, well, because this is the way that in which you can make money, and I stopped you from making money, it's true. And I could Baruch will be upset with me. And I owe you money, I'll be din, but it's called grum. So Lechara, that's why Tosfos sees it as it belongs in the Sugya of Hezek. And Rambam says, no, there is a halacha recognizes that a service, you can charge for a service, and if you use a service, then you have taken something from somebody which has a price tag to it. Right, so again, so what have we done so far? We opened up the sugya of Zen Nezel Chaser. Alright? And within the sugya of Zen Nezel Chaser, one of the major issues is going to be is where does the sugya belong? Does it really belong in Hezek? Is there a basis for comparison to Hezek? Doesn't it make sense to compare it to the case of the Behema? That's the Machlokes Rava, Rechoma. We're supposed to focus on that tomorrow. Then there's another ancillary sugya, Koifen Al Midas Sedoim. That sometimes Chazal will force you to pay because it means they will be koy for you not to be a Sedoimnik. Right? So we'll have to understand that. Good. We opened up the Sugya today by looking at the machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos, the Rif and the Rambam and Tosfos. What's the machlokes? The item which is left out of the Mishnah, of the left out of the Beis HaMedrash. The item left out of the Beis HaMedrash is in a situation where I caused a chisaron. So Tosva says I caused a chisaron. No, let's see if it rises the bar of Hezek. That's what Hezek is, right? No, in this case I'm not a mazik. Because they grama, little mice has it. Alright? So, in a little bit of an answer to Yonah's question, we don't even get to the question of Anor. If there's a mice hezek, we can discuss how do you evaluate the hezek. But over here, we don't even get to that point. And the Rambam says no. Yonah's point is a valid point over here. There are different ways of evaluating Hanah. It's, right? And the fact that there is a Hanah here, that means that I'm rendering a service, a shtamshus. And the fact that you can monetize a shtamshus, it makes it neat and forgezel. It's possible to seal it. So Rambam says that it's true when it comes to hezek. If you're not a mazik and there's no maisa hezek, you cannot be sued for it. But we're not talking about hezek over here, because you're right. If it's grum, it'll be hezek. But there are sources that's what the Rambam is pointing out. The Gemara doesn't read well according to Tosfos, so it must be Chazal must have looked at it differently. So Chazal looked at it as that there is such a thing as taking a yishtamshus, which is not coming to you. We can understand why Tosu would say, no, there's no such thing as it's a dovish love, it's nothing. Taking yishtamshus, you can't steal yishtamshus. Right? So the L'chara, that's the Nakuda we're pointing out of here. What's clear is that Tosus evaluates this particular case as a case of Hezek, and therefore does not rise the bar of being able to be sued for it. And it's true that somebody is out of the money which he expected to get, but there's no mazik. And the Rambam, by placing it in the context of Gezel, is saying that it should be analyzed as a form of theft. We can understand why Tosfos would say there's no theft over, you didn't steal anything. And therefore the Rambam must understand that usage, ishtamshus, service, is a not only monetized, but it is something that can be taken, can be robbed, can be taken away from you, can be stolen. Effie.
Why is it no longer Rama just because he's going to come down? Why is it then it becomes a...
That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. The answer to that question is that at some point, L'chora, the answer should be that Tosfos looks at this particular case through the eyes of a mazik, but the other cases, we're not looking at it by a mazik. Right? In the event of Zenene, we're no longer looking at mazik. It's only when it's Zeloy Nene. Right?
No
one's been on
the case,
but
then it's
a
discussion of
Gezel
versus
Tosfos? Well, Zamuchrach. That doesn't have to be. It could be Zenen, it could be an implicit contract. Right? So we'll have to get to it. Go ahead.
Wouldn't any use cause a loss to the owner if someone drives a new car, puts on a new watch, even stepping on the floor in the room? As long as it's been used, now it's not as valuable. But it doesn't seem like we're able to assume that.
Right, so the Gemara does, most of the sugya is going to focus on minimal monetary impositions. That's correct. I don't think the Gemara recognizes that simple usage alone would cause a... I think it's a Metzias issue. I think if you write about the Metzias, then the Gemara wouldn't recognize it. Because the Gemara does talk about very, very minimal losses of value as being concerning. Because the Gemara, we'll get to
but
it.
But if it's based on what's monetizable, like Rambam says, then, I think according to the market, it would actually be an asset.
Okay, but I believe you're talking about a different Metzias. I'm not saying you're wrong. You're saying that the Gemara doesn't see, and as you'll see in the sugya very soon, that the Gemara says something almost like what you're saying, but not what you're saying. Yaakov? Okay. Write it tomorrow.